Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Almost two-thirds of Irish consumers are now using mobile devices to make in-store payments, according to a survey conducted by the Bank of Ireland Payment Acceptance. And a majority of those who responded to the survey said they would prefer to pay by card, suggesting that the pandemic accelerated the popularity of a cashless payment method. On average, analysts found Ireland to be a more cashless society compared to 13 other countries surveyed, with 63% of Irish shoppers preferring to pay electronically. Nearly half of the merchants surveyed, 47%, expect to become fully cashless in the next 10 years. But is it legal for business not to accept cash? Well, the answer to that is complicated, but here's the answer the central bank will give. They state while notes and coins are legal tender, retailers can refuse to accept them as long as they specify it in advance. This is part of the reason why business posts signs saying that they only accept cash or cards. Now, I was informed by the ladies outside that, for example, the Three Arena, you cannot use cash in the Three Arena to buy a drink or popcorn or whatever it happens to be. I believe, according to the girls, you can only pay by card. Euro notes and coins have legal tender status in Ireland. However, if a firm specified in advance the transaction that it will only accept payment by means of other than cash, it is not legally obliged to accept settlement of payment obligation in cash, according to the central bank. Now, you can argue that there's a bit of a grey area in that, really, isn't there? You know what I mean? Because payment, they would have to give you advance warning. So you could argue if you turned up, say, at the Tree Arena, or you turned up in a shop with cash for something and you weren't warned in advance, well, you could argue that, well, I wasn't given advance warning. A sign up on your till doesn't really give me much advance warning. So I don't know. Anyway, essentially it comes down to a matter of contract law, and the retailer is within their rights to decline or sell as they haven't yet entered into a contract with the purchaser. In other words, they can just refuse to sell it to you and say, I'm sorry, we're refusing to sell that to you. While the legality is straightforward, some will argue that not accepting cash discriminates against some people, particularly older people who may not, you know, have a card. Refusing cash for goods and services effectively discriminates against older persons and other social groups, according to Celine Clark of the Age Action. And Clark said that the advocacy organisation has been contacted by people who are experiencing difficulties accessing services because they do not use digital banking. And a lot of older people don't use digital banking. They don't trust banks. They don't have cards. They're not online. Like an 80-year-old man or woman, generally, not all of them, some of them are really savvy. You know, you say to them, I want to book a flight to see my sister in England. You know, and they have to book it online. They haven't a clue what to do. And the days of just walking in, and there is still some travel agents around that you can walk into and pay. I don't know whether they'll take cash off you, but anyway, they might. Maybe they'll be happy to see it. You know, they can't do that. Also, what about the guy cuts the grass? The government would love a cashless society. As I said to Dan, roughly 4 billion per year. It's hard to quantify exactly how much, but they say somewhere between 3 and 4 billion a year is our black economy, is what they call it. In other words, the cash society. In other words, your plumber that comes to fix something and you give him 40 quid. Your electrician that comes to fix a socket on the wall and you give him 50 quid. Your mechanic that does a quick job on the car and you throw him a bit of cash. He's not charging you as much because he's taking cash. He's not declaring that, and you know he's not. That's the cashless society. And it's an important, or should I say that's the black economy. And it's an important part of the economy. As much as the revenue commissioners wouldn't be very pleased to hear that, it is a very important part of the economy. Because those people make it more affordable for people to get things done. Because if, for example, your gardener who charges you €15 or €20 to cut your grass had to give you an invoice and pay tax on it, well, then he would have to charge you €25 or €30. Because he would have to charge you VAT for the service, and he would also have to charge you income tax, which he would have to pay on top of that. So it wouldn't be worth his while otherwise. So it makes society a little bit cheaper to have some level of cash flowing around. And I think the revenue commissioners accept that. Technically speaking, if you get tips in work and you work in a restaurant, you're meant to declare those tips for tax. But people generally don't. They put it in their pocket and off they walk. I mean, when you get any income at all, you're meant to report it to the revenue commissioner and pay tax on it. But we have part of, we all play a part in the black economy to some degree. So I want to know, have you noticed shops not taking cash anymore? I mean, have you walked into a shop to try to pay for something and they wouldn't take your cash off you? Let me know. There are some outlets, by the way. I mentioned my local Chinese takeaway who don't take card. They'll only take cash. We wonder why. But there is shops like that. But generally speaking, most will take cards now. Taxi drivers, many of them don't take cards either, by the way, because they get charged a commission on it, of course, by the banks take a little few quid off that as well, a percentage, small percentage as it may be. So I want to ask you, do you think it's, are you happy to see us moving on to a cashless society? Do you use your card all the time? I want to know your experience of this. And have you noticed shops not taking cash anymore? Because I can tell you now, whether you like it or not, the future, probably in the next 10 to 20 years, there will be no such thing as cash. Certainly in Europe. Not so much in America, because if you go away to America, for example, you will find it sometimes difficult to find places that will take a card. And let me go to Babs. Babs, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Babs?
Hi, Niall, all the way from lovely Lanzarote. Hello there.
Oh, look at you boasting about your holidays.
Well, this is the COVID preference. You see, we booked it before COVID, and so we're getting here now eventually.
Oh, so you had your credit, had you with Aer Lingus or whatever it was it?
Stop. It was Ryanair, and this morning, I'm saying, me, I'm the money person, my daughter is a card person, I'm on the phone, I'll pay for the food on the plate, and when it comes along, and your man says, no, we don't take cash.
Oh, this is Ryanair.
I said, what's the difference? Yeah, what's the difference? And I found a lot of the places, is all I hear is Revolut, 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 Revolut.
Revolut. Well, that's Revolut has become huge, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more to take it away from the banks, is it? Is there no charge on that card or something? Because
Revolut seem to have less charges, yes, for people. Yeah, particularly if you pay for it.
I have a problem. Yeah. You see, my boss since COVID, before COVID, he used to put my money into the bank. Now he hands it to me. And if I had to pay a bill like insurance that has to be done online, I had to go and put my money into the bank. And I only use it once, and they're charging me. It's like €18 a month just for the fucking service. I'm sorry, Niall.
It's okay.
And it's driving me mad because I only use it once to pay my insurance because everywhere else and they're allowing me
well,
to
then
pay
you'd probably
cash.
Well, you'd be better off. Have you not got a Revolut account? They won't charge the €18. Yeah, they won't charge the €18.
Yeah, maybe I should. Or should just let my daughter pay for it on the whole card, you know. Mm. I prefer cash, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know where I stand with cash.
And a lot of people are like that. A lot of particularly older people, they know where they stand, as you say, with cash because they know physically how much they have. You tend to spend money you don't have when you have a card.
You do. And the gossip part about it, I mean, like, you can never realise that you've run out of money so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a card, it just seems so easy.
It's so easy,
my granddaughter,
tap.
My granddaughter has a Revolut.
Yeah.
And when we're in town, she's ringing her mummy, I seen something, will you put money on my card?
Yeah, will you Revolut me the money?
Kid. She's 12 years of age.
I know, the great thing about Revolut is it's instant, whereas with banks, depending on which bank you're with, it can take a day or two to get from one account to the other, which, bizarre, by the way, in this day and age, that actually happens.
We were in Penny's yesterday. And she was buying something. And of course, she was standing up till and the money came through straight away.
Yeah.
And she bought whatever she wanted. But it's just, I prefer cash. I mean, because I'm from a Moor Street dealer, can you imagine Moor Street today?
Imagine Revolut. a pound of bananas. Can you put that on me, Revolut?
But like even the church in Marlborough Street, if I go to Mass, you can tap your card and give them.
You cannot.
Yeah, in Marlborough Street.
What, like the basket has a little machine?
Yeah, and you can give your donation. Instead of putting it in the basket, the older church is like St. Agatha's, where I'm from. They wave around a little thing. But the bigger diocese, like Marlborough Street, you know, the St. Mary's, the big one there. You tap out. You can tap on the way out and give your donations like that. They have a little card thing there.
Right.
And you just put in what you want.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
But then again, the church doesn't pay tax anyway, so, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know that way. But it is. I prefer cash, but I know we're going down the road with cashless society. And I said to my sister, she's like, do you know what? I think I'll be coming home with all my money. And she said, why? Because nobody wants cash.
Well, by the way, if you're going to, say, America or even Lanzarote or places like that, a lot of places, you're better off with cash because there's so many places I know, for example, when I go to America that don't take a card. They won't take a card. Yeah. They'll only take cash.
I go to places that take cards. You know, I went and got my nails done. They only take cash. I got my hair done. They only take cash. I don't go to places where, because you're charged if you're using, and I know Revolut is the way to go, but eventually they're going to cop on and they will be charging on that Revolut.
Well, the reason a lot of places will take cash is because they're not paying tax. And because they're not paying tax, they can charge you a little bit less. Now, if you're to pay by card, obviously they have to pay a commission on the payment to the bank. And then on top of that, they have to declare that then to the revenue, so they lose a lot of money on it. So that's why they can offer the service a little bit cheaper. But I can see us all paying a bit more for everything if there's no cash accepted.
I think so. It is. I mean, surely the banks are going to realise it. You know what I mean? And they're going to have to come down.
The banks are happy. The banks are happy to see this happening, by the way, obviously, because they make more money out of it.
And it's like that happened. You know what I mean? It's just madness.
So what was your reaction when the girl on Ryanair said, or the guy said, you can't pay by cash?
I had the money in my hands. Like, what's the difference? And he just said, we don't have the policy to take the money. And I said, listen, it's in me hand. I'm just getting two sandwiches and two soft drinks, you know.
Take me money.
So my mum was said to, I have to switch on my phone. You're telling me to switch on my phone. So she switched on her phone in order to set up for Revolut. My mum, the way she walks her is, she puts it in, you know, whatever she's spending, she puts it as she goes along.
Yeah,
I don't know what that idea is.
Well, that's what I do as well, yeah.
If I was going down the road now, I'd just say, James, stick the 200 on that and see how long it lasts. You know?
Yeah, but see, the problem at the moment is because Revolut's new, a lot of people are quite cautious using it. So what they do is they have their traditional bank account and they transfer money into Revolut as they need it. Yeah.
Well, I'm gone, you see, because my boss won't even put it into my account anymore.
Oh, right.
It's just, you know.
So do you just get it like old school in an envelope?
Yeah. The way I walked around when I started off walking, I got half my money in my hand. And half my money into the bank to pay for certain things like gym fees and things like that. But I had to go on to all these places and say, listen, my boss is not putting her in. How am I going to pay it?
Yeah.
So what they said was, we'll take the cash off you. If you go to them, they give you these barcodes where you can pay your bills and things. But at the time when I signed up for the like the Virgin and all that, they wouldn't accept anything.
No, they'd only take direct debit. Yeah, direct debit.
But now I said, if you want me service, this is the way I have to do it. You have a problem, speak to me boss, because he's given it into me hand. Yeah, he's like the right copper of Dublin. You know, that way with his little bag and his little car. You wouldn't even take a lift off him because it takes him that long to get to one side of the road to the other. You know.
But stay there for a second, Babs. Just stay with me. I hope you're enjoying Lads Rotty. Are you sitting out in the sun as we speak?
Come here. I'm waiting on my room. I haven't got into my room yet.
Stay there for a second. Bernie, you're an Ireland's classic hits. How you doing, Bernie?
Hi, it's Niall.
We're talking from all corners of the world here. Babs is in Lanzarote waiting in our room.
I wish I was there.
So do I. Yeah, so, Bernie, do you use card or cash?
I use cash.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And why do you use cash particularly?
I just don't like using the card because I kind of know I'm an old age pensioner. I get my pension.
Yeah.
I put so much into the bank to pay my bills and then whatever is left, that's what I have.
Right, so you know how much you have in your pocket or your purse.
Exactly what I have and, you know, what I can use, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And are you having problems now with people taking cash off you?
Well, what happened to me yesterday was I was in town and I always went to the Savoy Cinema, you know, before the COVID. Like, it's my kind of favourite cinema, you know.
Yeah, it's a beautiful cinema. Very old,
I knew they had a sign on the door saying, you know, cards only. So I was in town yesterday and I just go in and ask them, do they have a facility for cash? Even though I wasn't going to the cinema, there was nothing on I wanted to see. But I just went in and I asked the chap, I said, do you have any facilities for cash? And he said, no, we don't take cash. And I said, why? And he said, we just deposit, we just don't take cash. Mm. And I said, Cineworld have a facility. They take cash because I've been to Cineworld and they have all machines for cards. But when I asked somebody there, they said, well, they have a facility upstairs. You can go up and, you know, pay cash.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I know that, but we don't. So I just...
It's almost like, we have a facility upstairs. It's almost like a little secret place, isn't it?
It was a bit of a kind of, I had to go up, you know, the escalators upstairs to the third floor.
And knock on the door, Joey sent me.
When everyone was paying for their suites, get on the queue, and like the film was starting in a few minutes, and there was someone in front of me, you know.
It's almost like you're a criminal now if you want to pay by cash.
You know, that's sad, though, isn't it, Niall?
At least they had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least they had it, but they survived definitely. So I just felt, well, There's one customer who's lost, and I'm sure there's loads like me. Because,
but sure, yeah, even if you go into a bank now with cash, they'll ask you a million questions.
Yeah.
If you go in, I remember going back a good few years ago there now. It was a fair few years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. I sold a car. And it was an older car that I had, my old GTO. And I sold it, I think it was 3,000 or 4,000 euro. And I went to put the money in the bank. Oh, you think I was at the robbing the place. Your man was out and he says, where did you get that money from? And I said, I just sold my car. And he goes, yeah, you know, you're going to have to fill out this form for the revenue commissioners. And I said, for what? He said, money laundering laws. And I said, but I just sold a car. I'll show you the ad. You think I was a criminal?
I know. Same. I was getting sterling in the post office because I was sending some money to my granddaughter.
Oh, you can only
do
a certain amount. You're only allowed to change a certain amount.
And I have to fill in the form.
That's right. If you go over, now it used to be 1,000, then they brought it down to 500, and now I think it's 200. If you get more than 200 in sterling or in dollars or whatever it is your country that you're going to, you now have to produce your driver's license or identification and fill out a form for the revenue commissioners.
Well, I only had
really?
Oh my God.
To London, you know, to my granddaughter. Yeah. And I had to fill in the form and put my date of birth and everything on it.
I know, yeah. Now, I can't remember the exact amount. I think it's 200 now. So what you can do is, if you want to avoid that, which is not nice, by the way, people shouldn't have to know your business, particularly if you're not doing anything illegal. And if you want to do it now, what you do is go in and get 200 one day and then go back into the post office, you know, an hour later and get the other 200 if you want to get 400.
Well, it's terrible, Niall. I remember when I used to get my credit union loans and I wouldn't take big lumps out. Now, if I wanted to buy a suite of 400, it'd take me 5 weeks to get the suite of 400 because I was taking 100 euros out at a time because I was afraid, like, they'd be asking me what all that money for.
What do you want that money for?
Oh, just, well, I think, but when I hear that today, and here I was, I can only think back.
Yeah.
Can you imagine coming along to my granny and telling her, and revolute you, the money you keep on a kick in the ass.
Bernie, I mean, it must be difficult now for you because there's so many places now, unfortunately, Bernie, that don't take cash anymore.
I know, yeah, and I actually have a debit card, you know, because, you know, all my bills are paid, taken from it. So they give you a debit card. But on principle, I want to use cash.
Yeah.
I have this thing that I just want to use
cash. No, I understand that.
You know, I agree with you completely, and I will.
You should be one or the other. So it should be a personal choice. And I want to use my cash. I want to know exactly what I have and what I haven't got.
It'll be a sad day when it disappears completely.
Yeah, well, I think people don't realise that they seem to
get in there,
tapping cards, you know. But they don't realise the outcome eventually.
Sorry, Babs, go ahead.
Before, there's still a generation of people here that only ever dealt with cash and they are not going to change for no one. Until all those people have gone, they still have to rely. They're not going to be able to teach them about all these things. They just rely on what they know. You know what I mean?
And how are you, sir, Babs, how are you online? Say if you wanted to book a flight tomorrow, because nowadays it's so difficult to book a flight unless you're online. Would you be able to do that? Are you okay?
No, I'm not computer illiterate. All I can do is now I can travel around Ireland, all right. I just go to booking.ie and press this, and I'll pay them when I get there. But otherwise, I don't have a clue. I have to get my sister's husband, he does all that. Even when I was going on the Zumba cruises, I had to go out to him and he did everything for me. And if anyone asked me a question, I was lost. I was just never computer illiterate. I could never go down that line. And as long as my boss handed me cash, I will pay in cash. Because I know what I have at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what you have in your purse, And Bernie, are you good? Bernie, can you use online payments? Are you good at that?
Yeah, I can use, I'm okay, you know, but I just don't like... Like, I don't get, you know, your bills. I get paper bills. You know, when I go on to
bills
or anything, you know, with your phone or anything like that. You know, I ask them for paper bills.
Now, you just pay extra now for paper bills.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know that. But I just like a bill to come in the door and I can see what I owe.
I think they charge, I think it's about €2 or something extra or something for paper bills.
It's worth it. It's worth it to know you've got your bills in your hand. Some people that are paying online and that they're not getting bills at all, some of them. I make sure I get a bill for everything. Some people just don't get bills because they're working online. And I suppose maybe it's because the extra cost.
Yeah, well, of course, they're printing it out and posting it and everything. That's why they charge, most of them will charge an extra €2 if you want your paper bill every month. But, I mean, if you have an email address, they'll just email it to you, which will save you
£2. Sometimes they email it to you, like, say, your car tax is emailed to you. Well, sometimes if you don't go into your email, you might know you have, you know,
but
your
you should go into your email. I mean, it's like, I suppose, and I understand what you are saying, what both you are saying, and maybe I'm just a bit more
different.
But I suppose it's like years ago when you came down the stairs, the first thing you did was look on the floor beside the door to see if there was any letters.
Still do that.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's a new habit you have to get into, I suppose, is just to look on your phone for your emails every morning.
Yeah, but then, you know, I have to go in. And then if I go into my email, then I start going onto Facebook and start, and then I just feel I'm wasting time.
You're right, actually. It consumes your time.
Looking at stupid things that you could be doing something, you know.
More constructive. Absolutely. Babs, did you get your room yet?
I can tell you no, but you know what? On the way over here, I missed the UK bit. When your mum was saying, stand to the side for COVID cert. And I said to my young ones, I was like, Jesus Christ, that means I have to go into my email, I have to upload it, and I have to download it. And I haven't got a clue what I'm doing.
Why do you still have to produce a COVID cert to go to Lanzarote?
Only for UK, but they made us wear masks on the plane this morning. They wouldn't let us on without a mask.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's really unusual. Most airlines are not wearing masks now.
Yeah. Luckily, a girl on the queue had a bag of them with her, and she was able to give us all one. But going through the UK citizens coming to Lanzarote, they have to have a COVID cert. Anyone from Ireland doesn't.
Right, okay, because they're part of the EU, of course.
You know, but I miss the UK bit, and I'm saying to me, oh, well, I told you to get that fucking test done and all, and I'm not going to get in here, you know, and I had everything, you know what I mean, but I had to download it, and I haven't got a clue, and here she was, Ma, it's for UK, all right, I'm a grand, don't worry about that now, love, we're going in, you know.
Well, listen, Babs, enjoy your holiday in Lanzarote, all right?
And UK have to have a COVID test.
Okay, well, thankfully nobody listening is going to be going to Lanzarote from the UK, but I hope not. Babs, enjoy your holiday, and thanks for tuning in on your holiday, by the way. I appreciate it. Quick message coming in here on WhatsApp just before I go into the break. Play this first, yeah.
Afternoon, Niall.
Afternoon.
Niall, the worry about going to a cashless society is, if anything was ever to happen, let's just say war broke out, which it has in Ukraine, the only ones that were able to get anything and do anything was people with cash. Because the banking system collapsed over there, the internet collapsed for a while. Nobody was able to do anything. Only if you had cash, you were able to buy food and get yourself around.
Mm.
So we'd want to be very careful about giving away everything to the government, because as you said, they will make a lot of money if they know where every penny is, and they don't want that. Thanks, Pa. Good show.
Yeah, see, he's got a point. And I know there's loads of people out there that do nixers, you know, plumbers, electricians, tradesmen. They only take cash, of course. They're not going to give you an invoice because then they'll have to charge you more money. And they would be very disappointed. But some people, by the way, disagree with people doing nixers. I don't. But people do nixers all the time. And look, I think that's the way it goes, isn't it? You know what I mean? Because some people say, well, I'm paying tax. Johnny is not paying tax. And he charges less money than I do. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you like to see a cashless society? And have you ever been refused cash? Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-1. Sorry, I got distracted by a text there. 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. He's in Kev. I don't work for him. Jason, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jason?
Not bad at all, Noel. How are you?
Good. This idea of a cashless society, which the EU are pushing because they're going to give us lots of money to encourage businesses to go digital.
Okay.
And, of course, the government wants us to do it because then everybody would have to pay tax on every single penny because it all goes, you know, there'd be no more hiding the cash.
Yeah, so, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So, in saying that, do you agree with the cashless society?
For adults, I would, absolutely. But I notice, like, with kids, when they come up to me, say, to buy an ice cream.
An ice cream? Are you an ice cream man?
I am indeed. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Hang on, Jason. Listen to this. Do you remember you'd be in the front room, you'd be on Abby there, and you'd hear that sound, and you'd go out of your mind. I want an ice cream! And you'd be straight down to the hatch, and you'd be going, two ice creams, £1.99, and a boat for me, ma.
With fruit, obviously.
With fruit, yes. A fruit cocktail.
Absolutely.
Okay, sorry, Jason, for that.
Yeah, no. What I notice with kids come to me in the van, I don't have a problem with, you know, taking cars, absolutely. I think it's a great thing. But I've noticed it over the last number of years now, particularly the last 3 to 4 years, it's really accelerated with young kids coming up in the van. They've literally lost the ability. I don't say all kids, but a fair chunk of them, the ability to actually count money and understand the value of it.
Mm.
Well, I'm not talking 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds. I'm talking 12, 13-year-olds would come up to the van. They'd have like a handful of, say, might have 4 or 5 euros in their hand. They'd say, would I have enough for an ice cream in there?
And they just hand you the pile of money.
They'd say, there you go. And no, I take what needs to be taken, like whatever it is. And it's absolutely scary looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, because
from your point of view, by the way, you know, do you accept cards, by the way?
Oh, I do. I accept card Revolut. You know, as okay. I said, for adults, I think it's great. And only the other day I was speaking to a customer of mine, and she's a principal in a school, and they've actually introduced fake money into the school to teach kids how the value of money.
So they're losing. You know, and you know what? You're right. We've all lost the value for money because it's so easy to go tap, 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 tap or have
absolutely.
It on your phone. And you don't realise how much you're spending.
100%. Like if you think of it, when you were a kid going to a shop, say, with £5 in your hand, and you were buying 5 euros, you were buying something. And if you spent the four fifty, you're kind of saying to yourself, well, I've only 50 cent left. Whereas on a card, kids just tap, 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 and they don't understand what they're spending and they don't care because it's not like money to them.
No. Right? Only when it runs out, yeah.
When it runs out, it's gone. And the problem I see, now for adults that understand it, I think it's fantastic. But the problem I see going forward for kids, look what happened in the Celtic Tiger. The worst debt the country was in was credit card debt, which is the worst debt you can have.
Yes. I think there's very few people with credit cards now. I think back in 2006, during the height of the Celtic Tiger, credit card debt was a huge problem. Everybody had their,
massive.
You know, MSBN or MBSN? Yeah. What was those cards? Remember?
I'm not too sure. MBNA?
That was MBNA. Yeah, are they still around?
A friend of mine works for a credit card company. He said, like, how people's mindset changed after the crash, get their credit cards back.
Yeah.
But the problem I see with kids going forward, handing over these cards, it's just conditioning them when they get older. They'd be just so used to handing over a card, they'll hand over a credit card and they'll run up all sorts of debt without even knowing.
Most people now just have the debit cards. They don't have the credit cards anymore because they're recipe for disaster.
Yeah, absolutely. But I just think it's a bad thing for kids. I really do.
So what's the most... Sorry for changing the subject a little bit. What's the most popular? Is it still the 99?
Oh, the 99, absolutely. 100%.
Oh, it can't be.
With raspberry sauce.
Oh, the raspberry sauce and the sprinkles.
Oh, yes.
By the way, did I hear rightly, is there a flake shortage in the world?
Well, it's not that there's a flake shortage. Cadbury's have moved the production of the Cadbury flake, which was always made down in Coolock, over to Egypt.
Egypt?
Egypt. So it's not that there's a shortage. I mean, a big American company took over Cadbury's and it's all about the bottom line. So the flake has been made in Egypt and shipped over to Ireland. Whereas
so who owns Cadbury's now? Is it Hershey?
I'm not too sure. I think it might be Kraft. I'm not 100% who owns it.
Okay. But wasn't there a whole thing that the flake and the twirl had to be made in Ireland, or the Aero as well, I think,
Because of the water.
Because of the water. That's right. Somebody
water,
was telling me,
yeah. And they couldn't get the consistency in England to make the flake. So it was always made down in Coolock.
Right, okay.
So, so now it's been made down in Egypt. But even like, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but the quality of it is completely different. It's not like a Cadbury flake that you would have known, you know?
Yeah, it's a different taste because the same when you buy Cadbury's bars, say in America, which are licensed to Hershey, but they're called Cadbury's, but they're licensed to Hershey in America.
It doesn't taste
the same. No, it just doesn't
even
taste.
Even the Bourneville chocolate of England doesn't taste like a dairy milk you buy to get one that's made in Ireland. Completely different taste.
Yeah, and what was the one that used to have the little chewing gum at the bottom of it? The screwball.
Oh, the screwball cup.
Yeah, do you do those as well, yeah?
I do indeed, yeah.
Yeah, and a float. So the boat, my mother loved the boat.
Do you
still do the boats, yeah?
Not much of a call for the boat, but very few would do the fruit in it anymore.
Right,
that's
okay.
That's very much an old school ice cream, you know?
Oh, you can't eat a nice ice cream during that.
I know, absolutely.
The only problem with me, because I'm kind of lactose intolerant, I can stomach a small ice cream, but if I eat a larger one, it goes through me like a Porsche.
Sounds delightful, that's it.
It's not very pleasant, Jason. Stay there, Jason, for a second.
So.
Stay there
no,
for a second.
No.
Stephen, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. You've heard Jason say that young people are losing the value of money because they don't understand really what cash is anymore.
Well, I must admit, when I do think there is that. But what I phoned in about is I prefer to see the cash, pay my bills.
Yeah.
And then what I have left after doing all of that is mine, and then I don't have to pay the bank any money for looking after my money.
But that's a good thing, isn't it? Because unfortunately, bank charges have become outrageous now.
Oh, you know, and even the €40 tax on a card.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, you've no choice. It's nearly extortion, you know, if you know what I mean. So how can the, you know...
I don't know whether they... Do they still charge... I think that was only on the credit cards. I don't know if they charge 40 euro on a debit card.
Oh, no, I've got a debit card.
Mm.
I definitely think that they charge 40 euro for it.
Right, okay, for the privilege.
Because my missus, she has just a debit card, so that, you know, just to pay mm-hmm. when she goes out.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like me, she prefers to have cash, because every time you tap, there's a fee, you know, just every time.
Well, the thing about it is, Stephen, there is a lot of options out there. And I mean, people talk about Revolut, of course, on the air. They've mentioned Revolut. Revolut, I suppose, their charges are a lot cheaper, it seems, than the traditional banks. They don't seem to charge per transaction because they make their commission from the vendor or the merchant rather than from you.
I do, again, that's internet.
Mm.
So I don't really use internet.
No,
at
you
all.
Don't know. No, Revolut is officially, they have a banking license now. You don't need,
right.
You can have a bank account with Revolut now if you want. I hate to be a promoter of Revolut here. There's many other good banks out there in the market, but it's one that a lot of people seem to be using because it's quite instantaneous.
Is it on internet only or?
No, you can put money into your Revolut account. You can put cash into your Revolut account. I'm assuming.
But how do you put it in?
I'm assuming you would do it regularly. Can you put cash into it, Ashley? No, you can't. Okay, you can't, I've just been told. Unless you go into... Maybe if you go into a bank, you might be able to do it that way.
Yeah, but I'm sure that certain Irish banks around here will charge you a fee for putting
for
it in
that.
There to go to...
Yeah, everything
is a fee.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that I still think it's a wee bit wrong. And I do think children, like when we were young, credit cards... going back to late 70s came out.
Yeah.
And I didn't get paying my credit card off until 2002.
Mm.
I finally got the debt paid off in that.
Yeah.
And got rid of it.
Yeah, well, credit cards are lethal. They are dangerous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And even sometimes they let you run up an overdraft.
Oh, I know.
On a debit card. And I had that, and it took me about 9 months. Well, obviously, you can tell I'm not from the deep Cork here. I'm from the Black North, but
I've noticed, because I spend so much time in the North now. I've noticed in the North, cash is a lot more acceptable than it is down south.
Oh, it is, absolutely, and you know, I have been refused, but I now know which shops not to go to and which shops to go to.
You go to most takeaways in the North, be they Chinese takeaways or regular fish. They don't take cards. They won't take cards.
No, not at all. And what would worry me is, I said in my text, if my son who lives, I still talk in miles, 80 miles away from me, had to come and pick me up and take me to the doctor, and I gave him cash, is he really supposed to put that in as an earning? I'm just paying him as a son.
Technically speaking, he is. You see, here lies the problem. The government would be delighted with a cashless society because that means that every single penny or every transaction will have to go through, you know, there'll be a paper trail and everybody will have to pay tax. Even, as I mentioned earlier, your gardener cutting your grass for 15 quid or whatever it is. So that means that invariably all those people would have to charge more money because they would have to factor in the fact they pay income tax on it and VAT. So all those little jobs, the knick-knacky jobs and the little nixers would all cost more money. But the government don't mind because they'll get more money for it.
What will happen to me, what has actually happened is my income has gone down. I don't even pay for a nixer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just let the thing, well, it's broken, I'm not doing it until I can save up enough money to get it done. So,
yeah.
It stops the flow. It stops those guys getting the money that maybe they're not declaring, but they're probably giving it to their children and buying food. So somewhere along the line, the money is feeding back into the system.
Well, they have to buy goods, and when they buy goods, be it food or takeaways or whatever it happens to be, at all, or well, depending on the takeaway, the tax gets paid at some point.
Yeah. Can you imagine what's going to happen in? I mean, some of these, to be honest, and, you know,
Yeah, well, I suppose it all depends, doesn't it? I'm sure the revenue commissioners do inspections on a regular basis, but you're probably right, Stephen. Listen, I have to go into break, Stephen. I'm not cutting you short, but I have to go into break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. And I want to know, are you happy to see a cashless society? Somebody says here, Niall, I think it would be a fairer system for everybody if it was a cashless society. You mentioned all those people earlier on doing Nixers. At the end of the day, I'm in construction. I have to charge people VAT. I have to charge people based on how much money I pay in income tax and hand them an invoice. It's unfair that somebody else can come along and do the job cheaper just because they're not paying tax. I do get that from your point of view, but you have to look at it from a consumer's point of view as well. And if they're getting the job done cheaper, they're getting the job done cheaper. All right, loads of text coming in on this one, by the way. A cashless society makes us slaves to the state. You can call this a conspiracy theory all you like, but the very idea of a cashless society was branded a conspiracy not so long ago. In fact, it wasn't too long ago that Justin Trudeau seized the bank accounts of protesters. How were they to survive if they didn't have cash? Somebody says, I'm a 28-year-old who is firmly against a cashless society. I believe it's setting the stage for governments and banks to gain more control over us down the line. Every single transaction will be recorded. Who's to say the banks won't turn around and deny you a loan, for instance, if they deem you spend too much on a hobby? Well, they're already doing that, by the way. Let me go to Carl. Carl, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Carl?
Niall, it's good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Carl. I mean, a cashless society...
Niall, I'm the original dinosaur, and it's very, very difficult. I dealt with cash. The last time I was on your programme, you couldn't get over me because I get paid in cash. I use cash. I have a bank account. I lodge me cash into the bank account. I can do nothing, Niall. I can't go to... I'm a Bowes fan. I was on about the football song. I can't get to the away tickets because everything's online. Can't buy a ticket for a concert unless I can actually go down to the sound cellar and buy a cash, pay over the counter, because a lot of it's all online. I couldn't get a ticket for Springsteen, for instance, because he's on just online, you know?
Okay. So can you not get someone to do it for you?
I'll give you just a cash. I met a fellow at the weekend. He says to me, I'm going to go and see the Eagles, he said, I got a ticket, and now I'm going to Barcelona. I'm going to miss the concert. I said, well, have you sold the ticket? Because I like the Eagles. I've never seen them before. He said, no, I haven't. He says, do you want it? And I says, yeah. He says, I said, how much? 150. He gave €150, got the ticket the following day.
Right.
Now, you were talking about tradesmen, how it worked. I had a bit of a leak here in the house now. And you know the way you're always worried when there's water coming out of
somewhere? Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so my wife says, I'll make a ring. I think, you never know, on the way home, he knows I give him cash. He might just drop in a handy number, on the way home after 6 o'clock, I'll drop into your man. Same thing, he arrived up after 6, 20 minutes later he'd put a valve in, fixed the leak, get him a cup of tea, €100, off he goes.
Cup of tea and €100.
Yeah, but wasn't I right? No, he probably, if he'd had to give me an invoice and wait for this, that and the other, he mightn't have bothered coming in at 6 o'clock, you know?
Well, this is the thing, and this is what I mentioned earlier on. I mean, tradesmen, a lot of tradesmen, for example, they don't want to give you an invoice because then they have to factor in the VAT and the tax. And of course, we all know they're evading tax, let's just be clear about
but
it.
But meanwhile,
okay?
Niall, you're waiting for your leak, you're wondering about it. Well, yeah,
I know. I know. Okay, but the government and the revenue commissioners, of course, would love a point where, Mick or anybody else, by the way, who's a plumber or an electrician or whoever it is to come in to do your DIY in your house, would have to pay tax and would have to basically get the money paid into their bank and give you an invoice. They want that. Because
even people are reluctant to take a check, Noel. If you want a big job done and I'm not...
Do people still have checks?
I've saved a long time. I can write a check for a reasonable amount. But no, are you kind of, one fella says, yeah, well, I'll take a cheque. I don't
I haven't seen a cheque in years. Do people still give cheques?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get them all the time, Niall.
Do you?
All around the country, yeah. I prefer it to, Niall, because the fella, if I'm working a wholesale business and I want to get paid, the fella gives me the cheque. Other than that, you leave your statement. I don't have a lot of clout, so people would take a fair bit of credit from me. And the bottom line is you leave a statement, and the next thing you hear is, I'll put that into your account. 2 weeks later, it hasn't gone in. You know this type of thing?
I know,
Before, I used to take even a post-dated cheque. Can I date it next week? Yeah, no problem. I have the cheque. I'll go with the gaff, and I've been paid.
But you know what the pain in the ass about the cheque is? You write the cheque, say, for £100, right, to somebody else, right? You write a cheque for them, right? And then you give it to them and you think you're grand, you look at your bank account, but you forget that you've written the cheque and it comes out of your account 5 days later when you're not expecting it. But have a listen to this. This is for you, I think, Carl. Have a listen.
Tell me, will you tell that Bowes fan to cop himself on, will you? I don't want the cash to side myself. If he gets paid, he can set up a bank account himself with his cash and go down to an ATM and lodgement machine that they all are now, most of them, and just lodge his money in. Then he can get his Bowes tickets online. He needs to give himself... give his head a little rattle there, not just with the team he supports or what he's doing there, missing out on all those gigs he's talking about going to.
He says you didn't even give your head a rattle, not just because the team you support.
No, hang on a minute. I don't like losing an argument. Maybe your man didn't hear me. I have a Bohemians ticket for the home matches. The away support, if I want to go and watch Rovers play this week, we're playing Shamrock Rovers this week, do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, Bose are allocated a certain amount of tickets for Mr. Smart Arse there, by the way. that fella, I'm one of these aggressive sods now. I'd argue, and I don't like losing an argument. If I want to, Bose get an allocation of tickets, and right. those allocation tickets are taken up in minutes, Niall,
yeah.
because the quipper snappers, the younger guys, go online and they get the tickets for nearly all the away matches. I go to the home games because you just apply for your season ticket or your membership, which I have. So I go to all the home games. But for the away games, my brother even, who is computer literate, said, I'm trying to get tickets for the away match. Say it was somewhere like where there's a limited amount of support. Shallot now, for instance, is a good ground. It's got a lot of... But when we were going to Tulka Park to play Shelbourne, there's a very, very limited amount of tickets available. And they're snapped up like billy-o.
Yeah, but you'll have to queue up today to get that ticket. And, you know, you can't buy the tickets online.
A lot of people who haven't got a season yep. ticket, who haven't got a season ticket, now have given up going to Bohemians because they used to just pay on the day if they going to a certain
Yeah, but hang on. The away match next week in Tala, you have to physically queue up to get the tickets.
No, you don't. It's all online now. You used to.
No, it's not. It's not online. And I'm telling you how I know it's not, because Aisling is telling me outside, because I think Aisling is a Bose. Are you a Bose fan, Aisling? Hold on, just bring you in for 20 seconds. I've only got 20 seconds. Sorry, Aisling.
Sorry, Carl. Just to let you know, those tickets, you actually have to go and queue tonight.
Well, I used to queue all the time, actually. Well, the announcer would announce it at the previous match. You would say, tickets yeah. are now available at the office for
no,
the game.
No, and Carl,
Friday,
you're right. And normally you do have to go online to get them. But apparently, right now, they're afraid that other, I suppose... you have to just go on. You have to go and queue up. You can't buy them online.
Well, with the Finn Harps match, evidently, all the tickets went immediately because there was a good crew going up and they were staying overnight.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Carl, I'm running out of time. Oh, I have a funny feeling. I think the reason. Thanks, Carl. I have a funny feeling the reason is because they want to see who's buying the tickets. Maybe that's what it is after some recent events.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show.